Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Should hauliers protest over oil prices? Because the Irish Road Haulage Association met with the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, earlier this morning. You heard Alan talk about it there in the news a moment ago. That meeting has now ended, and the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, gave this update after the meeting.
I've confirmed to the haulage sector that next Tuesday we will be bringing forward supports for them. It will be part of a package that will be brought to Cabinet. We're working through the details of that, and I've been engaged directly with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. I spoke to both Taoiseach last night, Tánaiste again this morning, and I'll be giving the feedback from the meeting that we had here today, just looking at the type of options. Look, this situation is very fluid, it's very volatile, so I think whatever we bring forward will need to be flexible, and there need to be flexibilities within it. And I think Ger Hyland and the team do fully get that, and I have a good relationship with them. We've worked very well over the course of the last 14-15 months, and I'm going to work with them through this difficult situation. They're a critical part of our economy. Haulage sector are a major part of our supply chain, are obviously our distribution chain as well, and they are seeing, you know, the most acute price increases and seeing increases on a daily basis. So we are looking at a package in the round as well. It's not just one sector. But I think everyone would understand the importance of the haulage sector and also the level of increases in costs that they have borne over the last 3 weeks.
So that's Minister Dara O'Brien after that meeting this afternoon. Eugene Drennan from the Irish Road Haulage Association is with me on the line. Eugene, how successful was that meeting? Is Eugene with us? No, we'll try maybe and reconnect with Eugene. Eugene Drennan there from the Irish Road Haulage Association. Haulier Cyril McGuinness, though, is with me on the line today. Cyril, you weren't in attendance at the meeting, is that right? Have I got Cyril? Is Cyril with us on the line? Bear with us there for just a moment. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We are asking you, though, whether or not you would support any protest by members of the Haulage Association. Is there an appetite for protest? That's what we want to know on the programme today. 1800 453 106 is the number. Is Cyril McGuinness with me on the line? Sir, you can hear me okay, Cyril. You can.
I can indeed, Andrea. Thanks for taking my call.
So you weren't at the meeting today, Cyril, but you're obviously in the haulage business. Is there an appetite for protest?
I think there probably is. This fuel crisis, as we know, it's not of the Irish people's making, but it is having devastating effects upon everyone, whether you drive a car, whether you drive a bus, whether you drive a truck. I would go as far as to say every haulier in the country is currently working at a loss at the moment, which is a testament to their loyalty to the Irish industry. Because most people have been told, come back to us at the end of the month and we'll talk to you about a fuel surcharge. Fuel surcharges, we have them in place, and they're renewed at the end of every month. And so since this crisis started, our fuel has gone through the roof.
Mm. What did you last pay?
Sorry?
How much did you last pay for fuel, Cyril?
My expat, I paid at the weekend, I paid 171.68, which was a massive jump. I would say back in that expat, probably in February, I was paying, at the beginning of the first week of January, I was paying 131.
Okay, so up from 131 to over 171 at the weekend.
In an industry that where most people are their profit margin is somewhere in the region of 5%, you can understand that
big time.
It has obliterated.
Okay. Stay with us, Cyril, for a moment. I just want to try and reconnect with your line there. Eugene Drennan from the Irish Road Haulage Association. Eugene, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How constructive was that meeting with the minister this morning?
We will know on Tuesday how constructive it was. It was a fulsome meeting, and we did extract a commitment, not a promise, a definite commitment. Ongoing negotiations over the weekend as to where we can get to. A bill to be introduced in the Dáil on Tuesday to give immediacy of effect. It will contain a reduction of excise, which we seem to be getting a green light from Europe that can be done now. It was set in stone before this. The level of which and the amount is not been revealed, is not known, I would think, yet. But the immediacy of it was definitely brought home to the minister, and he does realise it now, though they were late to come to the table. And as Cyril has said to you previously there, like, fuel went up 45 cents since January. Mm. It has gone up another 8 cents yesterday. It's gone up 6 cents this evening or tomorrow. And who knows what the following day will bring. And though we have, most of us have a fuel surcharge in place, and you have to have something. They are too low at the moment, and you cannot cope with it because you would have to update it every day. Now, no customer will agree to that. Nobody can hold that. Nobody can deal with it. So it needs strong action from government. We are given that commitment with a mixed package of both immediacy on excise and also other costs we have, both within tax to repay on carbon and on NORA, and also with other charges imposed by the state, which they're looking at. I believe they're looking at the surcharges on ferries and things later on today. So it's down to ongoing negotiations. I'm sorry, there's an ambulance just passing in the background.
No, you're okay. So for listeners just joining us this afternoon, what you're saying is that for the haulage association, the haulage sector, there will be some supports brought to government. You expect it's going to be a reduction on excise and not the suspension of the carbon tax as you'd initially sought last week.
Yeah, I think there is they're definitely set against reduction of the carbon tax. However, today the realisation dropped that it is just too high. And it's the multitude layers of carbon tax are crazy. Like a friend of mine who buys a reasonable amount or a substantial amount of gas told me yesterday his drum of gas had gone up 30 euro, but there was 10 euro carbon on it. But the truck that took the gas from the terminal to the bottling plant paid carbon, and the truck that took it from the bottling plant to the shop paid carbon, and the end customer pays no carbon. Mm. So it's a multi-layered compound charged carbon. And it is too high to us on the supply chain, way too high, always was. And it wasn't thought out effectively or enough. It was a whim, maybe not a whim, but it was an ideological focus of the Greens. But the totality of applying it to the supply chain and to us wasn't really joined up enough. And
well, the money has been ring-fenced, though, hasn't it? And it's used for the likes of retrofitting grants and, you know, and the likes of that. Like, that money has been ring-fenced to be used in other areas. But your plan to launch the protest actions, Eugene, is that still, like, is there still likely to be protests, or will you hold out now till Tuesday?
Well, it doesn't matter whether this money is ring-fenced or not. It's still taxation. It's tax on tax on tax. There are 6 taxes going on fuel, and it was always just too high. They're taking too much off the pump, off the retail pump, and definitely chosen the supply chain. So that excuse of ring-fence or it's going to retrofit houses, that should have come from the central exchequer, because we had enough tax paid if they want to do that, or at a steadier pace, because we weren't really green before 2015, and suddenly we had to be best in class in Europe with the most severe of charges on an island nation. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach were warned in Washington the weekend by the ambassador. We're losing our competitive edge. We're losing our ability to deliver. And we're driving on this upward spiral of costs in Ireland by the actions of government. So let it be ring-fenced or not ring-fenced, it is too much too soon.
So now, are you going to protest? That's what our listeners want to know.
It's an ongoing process on the negotiation over the weekend. We've had not just a promise, we've had a commitment from a senior government minister today that it will be substantial. It will be fully brought to the Dáil, announced in the Dáil on Tuesday. It will be voted in on Tuesday. It's an emergency bill. It will be law by Tuesday evening, and we should see something Wednesday. And we're saying to not just to our members, we're saying really to our customers, which are not our industrial or our big co-ops or whatever, that with the way our surcharge works, that a substantial part of that will be immediately back to them in lowering the cost, you know. So it's that immediacy of effect through the chain is needed, but it's particularly needed for us because, you know, on a 3-5% of a profit margin, and we've just gone up 6%, I think, this morning in cost of fuel alone. We can't keep with it. It has to be that immediate and plumb to it. And process compared to the process. Yeah,
okay.
The customer, of course.
Okay, so you're not ruling out potential strike action?
For sure not.
No, but at the same time, you're not announcing it today either?
No, not at all, because we're in negotiation with government now. We're at the table. We're a lobby body and we're at the table.
You seem happy enough, Eugene, after the meeting today, actually, you know, in talking to you.
I'd be middle of the road.
Content?
No, I wouldn't be content. Never content. I would be glad that we're at the senior table and inclusive in the senior negotiations. I would be glad of that. What they'll come up with and what they'll offer us, it really has to mean something, both for the immediate and somewhat for the future. Because we're crippled with taxes. Like aviation pays no tax like this. Maritime pays no tax like this. We are the huge collective of tax gatherers.
Why just you guys?
Very little,
all right,
little left to the entrepreneur that works 7 days a week.
Yeah, let's see how other hauliers, Eugene, feel about this. Thanks a million for joining us. I know you're quite literally just out of that meeting there. Eugene Drennan from the Irish Road Haulage Association.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Are you satisfied with that, Cyril?
Well, if there was something to ease the burden at the moment, yes, because we're currently leading to that. Like every other haulage company in the country, the taxes are so punitive. We are paying 56% between VAT duty, carbon tax, NORA, and the better energy levy. You know, these are all taxes. And really, you would question some of the taxes like NORA. NORA, we're paying 2 cents a litre, and that's to have a 90-day reserve. How come when the fighting started, the price went up straight away? If we had that, we've been paying that for years. So if we had that 90-day reserve of fuel, why are we paying such high prices now? The high prices should be coming in June.
Okay.
So we were either conned by the government in taking that two cents a litre. We were conned then, or we're conned
now. Okay.
Let's see what
comes from this. These support measures been introduced, as Eugene Drennan said there on Tuesday afternoon in the Dáil. James is on the line. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. James, you're a truck driver, haulier in County Wexford. Is that right?
Well, I work for Man and Wicklow, Ashford Haulies there.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's crippling on people. Like,
you're in the business. You heard Eugene Drennan after that meeting, not going to launch immediate protest action, but you know, still on the table pending what happens next week. What kind of measures do you think need to be introduced by government on Tuesday?
Well, realistically, does the government need to take 60% on each litre? That's the question that needs to be asked. Is it greed? Is 10% not enough to function the country with fuels? Do they need 60%? to get it on food. Like butter went up here a couple of years ago with the Ukraine crisis, and it went up by nearly €1 for a pound of butter. Now, to blame the haulage prices, there's a lot of pounds of butter in a 20-foot trailer.
And the possible reduction on excise was mentioned there this afternoon. Is that sufficient, in your view?
I don't think so. I we need to support ourselves. Like, it comes a time when you're Irish, and Irish people, and people living in Ireland, are all very welcome here. But we all need to support each other. Like, I'm all for, yes, the haulage industry needs to be revamped. The guys in the haulage association, that's fair enough too. My personal opinion of the haulage association is, I'm beside the River Slaney, and if it was a river, Luda wouldn't stick together, you know. But that's my opinion.
Right, okay.
They're
in doing their best for the members, do you think there should be more supports brought by government? Is that you don't think the excise then reduction is enough if that's what's likely to come on the table?
No, I don't think it is, because back in 2020, fuel went up by 35 cents, and when it levelled out, it took it down by 5 cents. Right, so that wasn't enough then. We still paid 30 cents over the odds at the time and accepted it.
Mm.
Now it's hitting 205 and 206 and 208 in places. Like, you're driving the road.
Well, the listener here just literally telling me that diesel in Ennis this afternoon, they just got diesel at the start of the programme, they paid 225 for it. I nearly fell over on my walk back from paying at the petrol station, says this texter. Geraldine Herbert is with us. James, stay with us. Geraldine Herbert is motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Could the haulage drivers have expected much more from that meeting today, Geraldine?
We really don't know what the outcome will be until Tuesday. And I suppose a lot hinges on what happens on Tuesday and how high prices go in the meantime. I mean, one listener, as you said, 225. I had thought diesel was comfortably over the €2 mark. But I mean, if it starts hitting those sort of levels, the government needs to act and act fast. So it really will depend. And I think the tolerance by the public for protests will be directly proportional to how high prices go, to be honest. Because, you know, in fairness to the hauliers, they're making the point, and it is true, that higher transport costs, they feed directly into the price of your shopping, your building materials, other goods, you know, so there is a wider consumer and an inflation angle here. It's not just one sectoral gripe, really.
Listener says, I'm totally in favour of the haulage drivers protesting. Anyone who drives a vehicle or heats a home is getting hammered at the pumps. I'm a taxi driver. This is Paul. He says the prices have increased between 15% to 20%. Another texter, though, that tells me they've no support for any truck drivers' protest. We're all paying extra for our own fuel and extra for the products being brought to the shops. So why should we put up with the truckers protesting? Would they like us to protest in front of their vehicles because of the increased prices? This listener tells me, I'm a haulage driver. I've one truck. Between diesel and toll prices, I'm down €450 a week since Christmas. Some drop, isn't it? I'm going to the Dole office next week. I'm going to give in Dara O'Brien's name as the reason I'm there, says this listener. My toll bill is higher than my mortgage at the moment. 19 cent a litre for the climate costs. It's costing me over about £200 a week, says this texter. Well, look, you heard the minister at the very outset of this talking about bringing this bill before Dáil on Tuesday, likely to get the details of what will be contained in this support package. I'm sure it'll be leaked even well before then. Do you support any potential strike down the line from the Haulage Association? If you do, we'd like to hear from you today on the programme. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Eugene Drennan, Geraldine Herbert, James Cyril there as well. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.